Back during his campaign, even Donald Trump was taking aim at the major drug companies, accusing them of inflating their prices, refusing to cut better deals with volume consumers, such as Medicare, and offshoring much of their production. Even after meeting with industry leaders in late January, now President Trump was only slightly less pointed in his criticism.
So what I want is we have to get lower prices, we have to get even better innovation, and I want you to move your companies back to the United States. And I want you to manufacture in the United States.
Meanwhile, the future of national health care reform is anything but certain in the wake of the Republican-dominated Congress's inability to repeal and replace Obamacare. States like Florida are dealing with many unknowns. So Caitlin Carroll, the public affairs director of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, also known as Pharma, was in Tallahassee the other week to provide clarity on the fact that pharma is an economic force in Florida.
Our industry supports more than 149,000 jobs here in Florida. We have almost 30,000 direct jobs. And then we also have, you know, billions of dollars of economic output that helps grow the state. And we want to see that input and output grow. We want to see the industry presence grow here in Florida.
One thing that's undeniably growing is the price of drugs. The average person may notice it when they pick up their prescription at the local CVS or Walgreens, but the entities that really notice the increases are hospitals, which buy their medications by the literal truckload. Take Tallahassee Memorial, whose CEO is Mark O'Brien.
It is a big part of our expense, and it's probably one of the hardest areas to control because you don't negotiate too much with pharma.
Pharma's Carroll insists at least part of the cost equation is driven by simple supply and demand.
We want to be seen as an engaging partner on those issues and willing to come to the table to find not just one solution, but a comprehensive solution that addresses our current supply system as it is and ways we can really improve it so that patients are put first.
Hospital Chief O'Brien still questions why, with so many other healthcare cost elements tied to things like Medicare reimbursement rates, drug companies seem immune from that pricing influence.
For whatever reason, and I think probably the biggest reason is they've got the best lobbyist in the world, pharma has been outside of those bounds. There's no set pricing.
Meanwhile, there's the demand side of the pharmaceutical business, a side the industry has been stoking with consumer ads like this TV commercial.
Viberzi is a prescription medication you take every day that helps proactively manage both diarrhea and abdominal pain at the same time.
Tallahassee Memorial's O'Brien isn't a big fan of those ads.
They are master marketers. They push in the open commercial markets new drugs, et cetera, and those drugs are, some of them are extremely expensive and have an impact on the bigger health picture.
Depending on how you define marketing costs, drug companies spend as much as 2 times on advertising and promotion what they spend on research. But the industry's Carroll says that marketing is critical, first to let consumers and doctors know about the latest treatments, but also to boost sales, which are vital to support research and development to find cures for such illnesses as cancer and Alzheimer's.
If we want to find those big unknowns and solve those problems, we're going to have to invest a lot of resources in doing so. And that's what drives us, and that's what our companies are committed to.
Meanwhile, industry critics, such as the head of Tallahassee's public hospital and even the president of the United States, would like pharma to be more committed to lowering its drug prices. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.